This is
University
Radio Nottingham.
So our first story today is about comments from Rishi Sunak about foreign students and how for universities they should not basically be allowed to do courses that the previous governments have deemed Mickey Mouse degrees in order to sort of bolster sort of UK university presence for UK students. You know, they argue that these degrees cost more to run than what they get out of primarily UK students, and they're saying that these courses can be subsidised by sort of making foreign students come in and have to take what has been deemed sort of more sort of your typical STEMs, your everything like that. And I think you know, this sort of discussion about you know, what is and isn't a Mickey Mouse degree, you know, treads a very, very fine line, because, you know, I mean I'm someone that does a STEM subject myself, but I, you know, that doesn't mean that, you know, there's you're going to need more than, you know, your chemists, your physicists, your mathematicians. You know, there's more to life just generally. There's going to be the need for people to do things that possibly could be deemed Mickey Mouse. There's going to be a need for degrees like that. I'm not sure what to mention this one, because I don't want to upset anyone, because I personally don't think there are any Mickey Mouse degrees. I think all degrees pretty much are, you know, as important as anyone else, because ultimately it's about what the individual wants and what they want to continue doing with their life.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. Importance in this scenario is utterly subjective, because obviously there are certain things in the world that are important objectively, which are very basic, such as oxygen, food and water. They're important quite objectively. Mm. But things like this, subjectively, I think music is massively important. It's massively important to my life. And without music teachers, without people who are furthering music and other creatives, we would lose a vital part of life for me and millions of others. Without people who do art, many people would lose out. Or writers, you get authors, script writers, etc., etc. Anything that comes in the form of text, you'd lose out on so much of that. So there are vast swathes of things that would cease to exist. And also, by virtue of that, we'd then, if the only degrees that people could do were the STEM degrees, or the vast majority of people would be more inclined to do a STEM degree, even if they'd prefer another, you'll have people coming in who don't have as much of a passion for it, maybe aren't as good at it, so will probably provide less successful or less proficient engineers, physicists, mathematicians, etc. They will not necessarily want to do it as much, and then you'll lose other things that come alongside that. There's a rather amusing stereotype, but rather correct stereotype, that loads of physicists love Chopin. So without music, what would these physicists do in their spare time? It's a silly question, but people need relaxation. You need to be able to take time out, because otherwise that results in burnout. People need that. Obviously, we all need, in the world, we need your engineers. You need a computer scientist to fix all of your tech. You need architects. You need people like that, but we need relaxation. We need enrichment, and that comes from these so-called Mickey Mouse degrees as much as it does anything else.
Mm. Exactly. I mean, beyond that, you know, the Department for Education also states that fees for students across the board could go up anyways if international students are sort of not allowed to come to the UK to do the degrees that aren't your STEM degrees. And I think, you know, it's very, very telling that the solution to sort of this perceived migration problem by the Conservative government is to A, cut down on foreign students, and B, then have a knock-on effect on sort of the foreign students that might be able to and want to do the sort of the more stereotypical desired degrees, you know. But by having to increase sort of the potential cost for some universities to survive, sure, universities in London and Oxford, you know, Cambridge, Oxford and Cambridge aren't going anywhere. A lot of the ones in London aren't going anywhere. But for some of the smaller universities who perhaps, you know, have a stronger, or universities that perhaps have a stronger focus on sort of the non-STEM degrees, what the government is calling the low value degree. It's a question of, you know, is this going to be fair? You know, you are ultimately, you know, hampering, because those universities probably do offer degrees that the government desires, but if a more significant proportion of their income comes from foreign students who won't be paying the much higher fees that foreign students have to pay, which, you know, is a whole different can of worms. You know, would these smaller universities shut down thereby, you know, having probably the inverse effect of what I think the government is trying to do?
Yeah, it's a very strange scenario, and bizarrely, when you think about it, it will actually affect London universities potentially the most, but also they'll still be the most solid, which is a very strange scenario. But you look at a university like Imperial College London, which I think has tended to have about 55 to up to 60% foreign students, their income is enormously bolstered by foreign students. If you've got 60% of your students paying these far higher fees, then they will be dealt a massive financial blow. However, they're also an enormous institution that has a whole swathe of students applying who they can turn down or pick. So they will not struggle for numbers. It is, as you say, these smaller universities or these more arts-focused universities, even though they may tend to have probably less foreign students overall, not just in terms of numbers, obviously, as they will be smaller universities, but as a percentage, they may well have a far lower percentage. Those students paying those higher funds will be far more dramatic for those universities because their income is smaller. So any number of foreign students is really significant to those institutions, and they will be severely damaged by that loss. Also, fundamentally, it impacts their local economy. It will impact all the workers at these institutions, all the other students, the future of those institutions. Without these funds, there is far more to be affected than just people, like just migration. You've got to think about the general economy, local economy, everyone who works there, etc., etc., as I've just mentioned. And you can't just think about the degree and what the UK gets out of it. You have to think about the people around it. You have to think about the people who are coming to do the degree. Why are they coming to the UK? Do they bring anything to the UK other than just purely providing a degree? Of course they do. So it is far more than just the black and white scenario that the government seems to think it is.
I mean, you know, it's the Conservative government. Their main concern here is migration, with Suella Braverman saying she wants to sort of bring back the target of net migration of below 100,000 people, with the estimates for the last 12 months being just north of 500,000 people, up from 173,000 people to June of last year. This is cited as mainly being due to two factors in the by the Office for National Statistics in this BBC article of Ukrainians moving in due to the conflict, which, you know, I feel like that is, you know, it's preposterous to take that need for people to flee conflict and move away and move here, which, you know, I feel like is something that we should be doing. Similarly for Hong Kong, where, you know, visas have been sort of sorted out for people that don't want to live there anymore, following its sort of you know, how China's handling of the region has gone. It's certainly you know, I think farcical to assume that you know, this increase in migration into the UK due to these you know, unprecedented events. You know, we've not seen, you know, you know, something like this happened. Like, it's up double easily. You know, it's clearly, you know, not necessarily something that's going to continue long term. I imagine migration numbers, especially, you know, as things are getting more settled out. You know, we mentioned last week Rishi Sunak, you know, sort of being very firm on, you know, possibly wanting to draw a hard border in Northern Ireland. You know, it's certainly, given the way that the UK government wants to sort of run things in terms of migration, almost certainly going to go back down again, whether or not they do anything about this. It's I think, yeah, just farcical to take this unique circumstance and sort of try and paint a broad picture with it.
Yeah, I think the way to describe this right now that I saw recently that quite amused me was, we're having a series of once-in-a-lifetime occurrences, which obviously is a completely hypocritical statement, but the situation at hand in the world is absolutely unprecedented. Global warming is a permanent threat. You've got the Ukraine-Russia crisis. We've got what looks to be a third serious recession in the near future, potentially. There's a whole slew of situations going on in the world right now that we could not have hoped to have thought about, let alone the fact that we've just come out of a seriously threatening pandemic. So for the government to then think, oh, I know we'll do it, we'll stop them coming in for their degrees, is genuinely ludicrous. This is a ridiculous set of circumstances that nobody could have predicted. And of course things will be affected by this. Migration naturally will be affected. Of course, if a war is going on, people don't want to be there. They want to get away to somewhere that they perceive as safe. The UK is generally perceived as a very safe country where people can do well. You know, this is a capitalist country. We're in the West. We are away from Ukraine and Russia. People have seen the UK as a world leader for years, decades, centuries. And that will not continue. Like, that will not change at any point in the near future, I expect. Again, provided there is not yet again another once-in-a-lifetime occurrence. So, of course, in times of crisis, times of uncertainty, people will migrate to places such as the United Kingdom, just simply due to the fact that we hold this viewpoint to the rest of the world that we are a safe place, we are stable, and yet the government seems to think that this is due to, you know, obviously I'm sure there's other things, but they seem to think that trying to stop people coming in for a degree and also having a hard border with Northern Ireland will sort this. It is an utterly farcical situation.
Yeah, it's paradoxical, sort of the desire to present, you know, yourself as a nation where anyone can, you know, pull themselves up by their bootstraps if they work hard enough, but then not allow anyone in. It's just paradoxical. It's you know, it's I feel like this very much so feels like, you know, that I don't think they're going to do anything with this. You know, talks about sort of, you know, degrees, you know, the Mickey Mouse degree sort of dialogue has been going on for years and years now, and nothing's changed, and nothing will change, I don't think. I think this is very much so a being a sort of reactionary, oh, we're considering things, you know, we're aware that migration has gone up again, once in a lifetime, you know, events we're going through right now, but, you know, ooh, we're seeing migrations going up, we're going to do something, you know, here's sort of a thing we're announcing. You know, it is causing some mild divides. Jeremy Hunt has spoken out against this sort of policy going through, you know. And I think as well, when people, I don't know, when I think of sort of, I can't, like, for very famous sort of people that do degrees that the government wants, you know, I tend to think of, realistically, you know, more famous people that I know doing degrees that the government doesn't want, you know, people that sort of further sort of this feeling of there being a British culture, you know, that is not necessarily done by the people, you know, doing maths. It's done by the people, you know, doing cultural things, such as...
The only one that I will say that goes against that, and ironically, the only reason that we think of this person is not because of their degree, would be Brian May. Because, yes, he's an astrophysicist, but do we know him because of his astrophysics work? No, we know him because he's the frontman of a British cultural iconic band. Yeah. That's what people tend to be known for. You get draw because of culture. You don't get draw because you've got great engineers in a company somewhere. Obviously, that appeals to a certain type of person. But the reason Britain is so well known
on the world
and so well respected in so many varying areas is because of our cultural influence. And the government trying to do what they will do, well, saying what they might do would severely detriment that, potentially. And, I mean, again, this feels like potentially also a reaction to the UCU strikes at the moment. Mm. So there's another couple of factors that go into it.
Yeah.
But on the whole, it does just feel very knee-jerk from the government, and like nothing significant should and hopefully will not come from this.
This is
University
Radio Nottingham.